Hi and welcome everyone. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. Every Tuesday night we come to you right now streaming live over the internet at love528.com. love528tv.net. Boy, I'm getting my domains confused here. Also bbsradio.com, of course, is our staple. We broadcast every Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific time. Hawaii time, it's 3 hours behind us at 6 p.m. And happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And I hope that you had a pleasant holiday and that your holidays that are coming are going to be even more wonderful and blessed and potentially non-eventful insofar as the plague striking you and your family. I pray that every one of us is protected, and I pray that you will be blessed with all the protection from the angelic realm as well as the physical realm to maintain your health status and your security this year. It's a very challenging time in history, and we're looking forward to making through to a better time, the messianic age, in fact. So we're brought to you every Tuesday night by some wonderful sponsors. I want to obviously give thanks to the Creator, the glorious Creator that sustains us, uplifts us in every way. And I want to thank also all of you out there who have been consistently supporting us through HealthyWorldStore.com, which is the presenters and the sellers of the books, tapes, DVDs, and CDs that I've recommended for years for education and understanding and edification of the congregation and uplift and understanding of what we're really doing here on this planet and what this time of urgency really brings as a time of opportunity so that we can literally advance to a better time, a better place, a better world. And looking at all of the ways to do that, including managing your own Holy Spirit-filled temple to purify right now, it's very important for you to begin to purify through detoxification methods as well as improve the ability of your immune systems to respond to chemicals and biological agents, as well as a time in history where we need to consider alternatives. Welcome, Sherry Kane. Hi, welcome to the Insight Hour.
Hi,
Sherry
Kane's
just joining us. Good. So we also talk about current issues besides the H1N1 swine flu and the issues of the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel and the impositions that they place on we the people. We talk about ways to advance beyond the insanity and the hypocrisy and the lunacy to bring about a real significant social change. And that's a paradigm shift. And it involves not only maybe the subject matter that we're going to talk about a little bit tonight, Michael Moore's film, Capitalism, and its implications to we, the people who hold certain theologies and appreciations for the Holy Spirit that does all the healing, to advance beyond the current system of division of the people into this understanding of how we can work together as cooperative communities, sustainable communities. In fact, ideally, even as an example, permacultural communities where we grow and feed ourselves through our land and our labors of love on that land, and how we can literally work with each other as unique people who have unique gifts and callings and bring together the people that are required to have a sustaining community as an alternative to the insanity that we're currently looking at under quote-unquote isms.
Isms. And we're writing a great article on the isms, and when we refer to isms, we mean socialism, communism, capitalism, Marxism, any kind of ism you can imagine that,
yeah,
that represents
and the
a
religions.
Structure, and religion as well, Catholicism,
Judaism, Catholicism, et cetera, et cetera. So we're really looking at a time in history where all of these things are questioned. They need to be questioned. It's obviously not just a part of the globalist plot, the Illuminati, to have us question our governments, question our religious leaders, question our own beliefs and attitudes. And there's got to be, again, in this great challenge, the greatest opportunity. And pretty much that's what we're engaging in now. Now, I'm going to put out a toll-free number tonight because I see that we're starting to receive, I think, some phone calls. If you'd like to join us in this discussion tonight or have a question or concern that's pretty much the focus of tonight's conversation. And I don't mind health questions. We ask you if you've got those health questions. This is a great time to bring them to our attention. The toll-free number to call is 888-815-9756. That'll bring you in touch with Seth in Engineering and VBS Radio, and Seth will plug you right in to the Inside Hour.
And we're streaming live as well. We're also on video, so you can catch us on video as well as audio. You can do that through Skype and through the live stream with it's Love TV.
Yeah,
it's a Love channel.
Yeah, so you're
lovechannel.tv. And it's also Flu. Are we on both channels?
We're on, actually, the best place to receive our signal online is bbsradio.com, which is, I believe, also right now streaming the video. And then there's two domains, internet addresses. One is love528tv.net, love528tv.net, and the other one is fluscam.com. We're broadcasting simultaneously on those three channels tonight.
Great.
Yeah.
So you can catch us every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And don't miss it, because we have the latest breaking news. We are really at the forefront of everything that's going on right now, and we are also the bearers of the bad news as well as the bearers of the good news. So the best news and the worst news, that you can definitely count on us for those two things, and they pretty much kind of encompass everything. There
yeah,
is, right?
That's it.
The good
that's
and
the,
bad
the good, the bad, and the ugly is what we deal with here, you know? So the good deals with how we're going to get out of this mess and all of the revelations that we've advanced over the last several years. The Creator has been such a blessed Creator in providing the provisions that have been given to us to literally herald the keys that unlock the door to our freedoms, both health freedoms and freedoms in all ways, and prosperity in all ways, and that there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, nor is there anything potentially missing in what we can co-create together with the Creator's love and direction. And so the keys involve 528 hertz frequency, the perfect circle of sound. You can get a lot of information on that. If you go online to love528.com, you'll begin to get engaged in what I wrote in the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. If you go to lovetherealdavincicode.com, you'll begin to get an orientation to that. And again, you can get through healthyworldstore.com or by calling this toll-free number, the book, or any of the books or products that we mention on the Inside Hour. Toll-free number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Sherry, tell us a little bit about Michael Moore and what you've been up to.
Well, I'm getting all these emails from people because we're all seem to be on a list, Michael Moore's list that he sent out, a mail list of people that he wanted to contact in regards to his, review on his movie, Capitalism, A Love Story, but also he was speaking out to all of the religious groups and basically saying to all of them that you are all hypocrites. And what we have to say to Michael Moore is you are probably the biggest hypocrite that we can talk of today. I mean, he's the number one at the forefront of all the propaganda that you see. He's the only one that we believe when we think about Hollywood. Well, it's our last chance to believe that Hollywood actually has a heart or they're on our side. But really, when we reveal to you really who Michael Moore is and who he works for, your opinion is going to totally change. And I know a lot of our friends think that Michael Moore is a great guy, and now they realize that basically he's probably the worst of them all, because he knows the truth and he continues to feed us what we want to hear and what he's paid to feed us on. Of course, we said for more chocolate cake.
Yeah.
More chocolate cake and money.
Like controlled opposition is the role that Michael Moore plays principally. Is that right?
Exactly. And when you watch his movie Capitalism, A Love Story, you will notice that he pinpoints Lloyd Blankfein as the evildoer in the movie. And the irony of it is that Lloyd Blankfein, who's also the CEO of Goldman Sachs, he is the co...
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. He's the co-chairman for the Partnership of New York City, and he is the person that actually is paying and funding for all Michael Moore's pictures. So anytime you see Michael Moore up on the screen, Lloyd Blankfein is the one funding his pictures. He is also
The underlying funding of the Weinstein Company.
The Weinstein Company,
which are his producers, right, producer versus productions.
Yeah. And the Weinstein Company is owned by ABC Disney. So it goes down the line. The same thing when we speak about Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is also working for the same company. ABC Disney is really the people producing it, and Lloyd Blankfein is the biggest banker behind it. He's the person that funds the production. Yeah. So that's the crazy hypocrisy. Anyway, we'll take Steve.
Steve, you're on the phone. You're on the phone to Inside Hour. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
I'm great.
We're good.
Wonderful. Thank you. Happy holidays.
That's great. Hey, thanks a lot. I just had a real quick question for you. I was just wondering, has anybody really been far, even if decided to use Even Go Want to look more like?
I'm sorry.
Say that again.
I was asking, let me rephrase that differently. The Jews did the World Trade Centers. They crashed the airplanes into the World Trade Centers. The Jews did.
Did you say the Jews did that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's actually what we're right now advancing is that very important question about this Jew World Order concept. And frankly, you know, we're going to get involved in more and more exposés in this regard. This is an extremely serious subject. It cuts to the heart of everything, whether it's disinformation or secreted information, that is essential in our transition out of this Babylonian insanity, hypocrisy, and genocidal reality.
One important thing that you must realize, though, is that when you get to the amount of wealth that these people have, there's no such thing as being a Muslim or a Jew or a Christian.
Oh, my God, guys, this girl's showing her tits on cam.
They sit at the same table, and they eat at the same food, and they have no discussion. What they talk about and what their God is its money. It's the dead presidents. So that's the underlying thing. So that's what people need to understand is, yes, there was Jews even funding Hitler, and Dr. Horowitz and I are both Jewish, and we'll say it outright, yes, there was Jews funding Hitler. They did not believe, actually, what they were sending out, the message they were sending out about there being an Aryan race. Even Hitler was not Aryan. So the whole thing was a hypocrisy. Jesus was Jewish. It's all done in the name of a Jew. The whole thing is crazy, crazy hypocrisy. And that's one of the things we're really trying to get to the heart of. And if you research the Partnership for New York City, you can go to fluscam.com and check out the affidavit, which has all of these things in it. Basically, we're at all the core, the heart, the root, the Partnership for New York City, which is also responsible for rebuilding the World Trade Centers.
And there's like Sherry's saying, there were a majority of highest level suspects currently involved in our investigation are Jewish. Or you have to look at what Jesus warned us. He said, beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not. And so the question becomes, who is really a Jew or who is a Hebrew at heart, and who is really something less than that spiritually, psychosocially, responsibly? You have to look at this whole question. And frankly, I'll give you a little bit of a preview into what I'm investigating and am advancing as a thesis in this regard. You know, the concept that the Jews are the chosen people, and the concept that the name itself, Jews, came from the tribe of Judah, and that the tribe of Judah represented the kings. And so that's what, exactly like Sherry said, Jesus was part of the tribe of Judah. He was a king. That's why he was called the King of the Jews. It wasn't just because he was loved and did those miracle healings. He was a highest level Mosaic scholar who, on top of that, had the spiritual anointing.
A descendant of Moses.
He was a descendant, clearly, of King David. Because how Jesus' bloodline evolved, you have to understand, was through the sin that David had created with Bathsheba, sending her husband to die in the front lines of a battle, and he knew that he was going to murder him that way, and that as a result of the child that Bathsheba gave to David, this resulted in Jesus' bloodline. And so the concept then that King David, the Davidians, the Jews, which, and a star of David, by the way, Solomon. If you remember, King Solomon was David's offspring, and Solomon's temple was built because David's temple could not be built because of that sin that I just mentioned. So this concept of what is Solomon's seal? It's a Star of David, or the six-sided hexagonal-shaped structure of water, and literally the pyramidal structure of water that integrates into this double pyramid structure that represents the Star of David. And the fundamental underlying frequency of 528 hertz, that is the fundamental frequency of all sacred geometry, the Star of David being the simplest. It's essentially the tetragrammaton that the Creator said to Moses at the burning bush. His name was the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. It was the tetragrammaton, which is associated with the tetrahedron, which is associated with this structure, this tetrahedron structure, and that the two molecules of water, literally like positive and negative in the fields, bond together into this structure of the Star of David or the Solomon seal. Now, why I say that is because it lays out, excuse me for getting into this a little bit. The reason I'm sharing this is because it's fundamental to this concept of what does it mean to be the chosen ones in the Jewish tradition, or those who call themselves Jews say that they, you know, we're the chosen. Well, what are you chosen for? And how are you chosen? Certainly it's not for persecution for millennia. Certainly it's not for any special holding or anointing under God necessarily, different fundamentally from any other structure that's created or any other life form. Because everything is chosen, everything selected, to everything there's a season, to the plants they have a bioenergy field, they have a unique, magnificent structure, and they have actually a community interaction and communications, just like every single one of our cells has a DNA structure which represents an antenna to receive and transmit sound and light signals for intercellular communication. So what does it mean to be chosen or selected? And it essentially means, when all is said and done, there's a resonance frequency that is unique, that is engaged in the bloodlines, and that is engaged just like the Levitical priesthood has a certain resonant energy that facilitates divine knowledge and education and a spiritual anointing and a gifting, such as not just prophecy, but dowsing. That kind of a Levitical priesthood blessing is unique for that type of bloodline. The Jews, tribe of Judah, likewise have a unique calling gifting. Thus, Jesus' bloodline has a unique, powerful, blessed anointing of the kingly tribe. So this is where I'm going with the thesis. It's not about chosen, as the Illuminati have decided that they've been chosen to control the wealth of the world. It's not about controlling other people, that we've been selected, that the Jews have been selected for and anointed for uniquely, and that clearly the deception and division between Jews versus Gentiles, Christians from Muslims, black from white, rich from poor, gay from straight, all of this deception and men for women, it's all created as a
way to control us
and
to create chaos among us and dissension and separation, and basically we're fighting over land, but we don't even know why we're fighting, because it's not our war to fight. It's a war that they created. So there's no reason why we shouldn't all be living in harmony. They created this war. That's the way they want it. They need it to be this way. If they don't, then they have no hospitals where people are getting shot and hurt. They have no anger. Basically, the whole system doesn't run anymore. The cops don't work. The hospitals don't work. Their drugs aren't going to work because nobody's getting sick or hurt. And so it's all like a vicious circle. It's a cycle.
Well, this is the concept, is that Sherry's absolutely correct. It's all managed chaos. Babylon is falling now as a managed destruction of this world to go into the new world order, as it says on the U.S. dollar bill, Nova Ordo Seclorum, which translated means partly, it means managed chaos. It means new order out of managed chaos, and that the generation of this chaos is ungodly. It is sinful. It is the root, certainly, of being out of the Holy Spirit flow, out of the mathematical laws. Everything is math. The Creator's language is math. And this English language that we're speaking right now is based on Hebrew backwards, mathematically, alphanumerically. We showed you that in the book, not only Love the Real Da Vinci Code, but in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And we showed you, this past week we put up on YouTube, you can do a search on Pepsi, 666, and just do Pepsi 666 and you'll get it on YouTube. And you'll see that what I've put up was the charts of the alphanumerics of English. It's all based on math. Mathematics doesn't lie. That's why it's fundamental to the sciences. Statistics is done through mathematical analysis. The science of physics is all based on math. So this question of, like, who are we as Jews or Gentiles, as human beings? It all deals with mathematics, and each one of us has a unique gifting and calling based on the frequency resonances and the unique genetics that receives and transmits those energy signals. That's where I'm going right now with this whole understanding, this more in-depth understanding of this rift between Jews and Gentiles and this whole concept of a Jew world order. Go ahead, next question.
Hello?
I think we lost him. That's all right.
Well,
I mean, I know this is a subject that's extremely dear to your heart and concerns you greatly.
Definitely. But, I mean, back to his question in regards to who was behind the World Trade Center. I mean, it's more why it was done. It was done to really bring forward the Patriot Act, to put more, to advance what we're writing about right now with Michael Moore and his promotion of the New World Order, what Obama's promoting right now, the New World Order. It really was put in place to get from point A to point B. It was just a means to get there, and it's sad that it happened, but that's the real reason behind it. And it wasn't just the Jews that were in it. It's a whole group of people. If you go to the Partnership for New York City, you check out the website, you'll see all
the different... Yeah, there are many non-Jews, but the majority, you know, fortunately or unfortunately...
The Queen of England, which we haven't... I mean,
well,
is
she Jewish? Is the Queen of England Jewish? And anybody with any reasonable sense, if you understand the history of this whole geopolitical scene... You have to understand that the royal family of England is obviously of the tribe of Judah. They have got to have evolved if they're legitimate. And so the House of Windsor, you know, it was a shock to me this past week where I read that George Soros is Jewish. It's a Greek name. He took on a his name was Schwartz.
I thought he was Greek too.
He's Jewish. His original name was Schwartz, and allegedly, according to Wikipedia, and you can't trust Wikipedia at all because it's controlled by the same disinformation artists that are controlling the mainstream media. But according to Wikipedia, he even served a little bit the Nazis in serving lawyers their eviction notices. So you're looking at here this whole evolution into the next few years of horror. This is a fulfillment of the book of Revelation. It is a time for the great plagues. It is a time of the wealthiest men of all the nations being successful in deceiving all the world's leaders. That's right out of the book of Revelation. And if you begin to realize that that's what we're now moving into, and that, let's say, God willing, by 2012, December 25th, when a lot of shifting takes place, according to many prophets and many scientists and many people who have been, even Hollywood, and I don't trust Hollywood at all, but the reality is that, you know, Hollywood spins reality. And the concept is, where are we going afterwards, and how do we secure ourselves in this period of gross challenge? And the way to do it, the only way to do it, is with the two keys. One is with your faith and trust centered on the Creator. And number two is with prayer and the power that you have to be powerful co-creators with a living God that is literally living inside of you. And that's the greatest kept secret in the universe, you know, in the world, is those two keys. But that's the same message that Jesus held, is that the power to literally create is by putting your faith and trust into the Creator, in the Creator, and through your spoken word, through the sound and frequency resonance of love in your heart, moving through your lips in praise and in prayer. This is what literally is the creative technology. And it's just like in the Bible says, we may be living in a time when there's great plague. We'll have you just a second. We're living in a time where there's great challenges and there's lots of death. Literally, I got word yesterday, it was horrible, that my very, very young nephew's wife, less than 30 years of age, just developed cancer of the thyroid. Oh, it's unbelievable how many of our friends and family now are being sickened. And, you know, if they follow the medical route, they're enslaved to drugs for the rest of their lives if they live at all. And so,
And you have tried to warn her. Well, as I've tried to warn my family.
Exactly. What are you going to do?
About Western medicine, and it's so difficult. If you watch these people get sick, you watch them die, people that you love, you cannot help them if they're not willing to take the chance and say, you know what?
There's no faith. You put your places.
And that's another thing. If you truly have the faith, if you do pray, you can manifest what you want. It's just, where are your thoughts? Put your thoughts in the positive. Think about what you really want, what you really want to do. Live really by what's right, what you know in your heart to be right, and pray. And I believe then that your life will go the way you want it. I believe that 100%. I believe that's the key to being happy.
The scripture is, yea, though I walk through this valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, nothing. Because fear is dissonant. It's in your head. It's out of the heart. It's not in the heart. It's not of love. It's not a 528 hertz frequency, which we now know is that warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love. Love is the miracle healer. It is the universal healer. And if you understand music is the universal language and water is the universal solvent, and you realize 80% of your body is full of water, and that if you can sing the praises, just like King David, to the Creator with full faith and trust and celebration of how divine the Creator is and how incredible the Creator constantly saves us. Saved David with Goliath. Directed that stone directly into the pineal gland. Whacked him good. The reality is we are living now what David wrote. He wrote in Psalms. He said that 10,000 may be dying at your left, 1,000 may be dying at your right, but if you carry the love of the Lord and the faith and trust in your heart, you shall make it through, because nothing can touch you. Nothing physical is more powerful than spiritual, and there's nothing more powerful spiritually than the Creator's love. And so if you bring that into your heart and you understand the revelation that we've been advancing, the key to the house of David, that is the key to the tribe of Judah. It is the key to everything. It is love. It is 528 hertz frequency. And if you bring your music and if you bring your voice and you bring your body resonance to that love, that frequency vibration of divinity, it shall bless humanity maximally. Let's take a call. Hi, who's calling?
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. What's your name?
Hey, Lynn, how are you guys doing?
Great
to hear from you. Yeah, loving what you're saying, and I have a quick question about the solfeggio, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
With it, quite a bit. Yeah, it's. I only just found out that you've actually released some music. I saw in the Healthy World Distribution catalog that you've actually had a CD of some arrangements and things. That was very interesting. I was happy to see that, and hopefully can get my hands on that. I was just wondering if I'm aware that the 528 frequency has been shown, and the genetic biochemists have been working with it to repair DNA, and that's more or less a scientific certainty at this point, which is quite beautiful to know. But also, I was wondering if any of these other of the eight frequencies, particularly the ones that aren't defined in Webster's, if there were any scientific insights or possibly even some conjecture on your part about what they could be used for, aside from just being incredibly powerful and being quite beautiful to listen to, if they, if you're aware of any kind of study that's been done into that scientifically or otherwise.
Great question. Yeah, you know, the question is, what is the perfect circle of sound, the nine core creator frequencies, and how does that relate to everything? Fundamental is 528. We now know that. That's the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's, in other words, it's the center of everything in the universe. So clearly it's, you know, because it's that color, this greenish-yellow color, which is kind of like right in the heart chakra, just below the heart chakra, between your solar plexus energy area and your heart, is where that is the strongest. So if you think about solar plexus as creativity, an outgoing creative force of energy coupled with the heart love, that is where we can be literally directing our energy for the manifestation of a better world and better relationships and better health. So the concept of using 528 to, as you mentioned, the healing of or repair of damaged DNA, that was presented to me initially by Dr. Lorenzen, who was the first structured water guru and genius who put together the first structured water that was commercially sold. And he is good friends with Dr. Emoto, and he worked with Dr. Flanagan. He worked with all the experts in water science. And then subsequent to his educating me about the healing power of 528 on DNA, it occurred to me, because as more information evolved with Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and yes, you can get the music that we produce based on those frequencies from Healthy World Store. The toll-free number to call is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And we produced about six Scott Huckabee albums, most of them in 528. You can get Jonathan Goldman's healing CD. The most powerful healing CD on the planet is called Holy Harmony CD, that was produced by Goldman using those nine core creative frequencies. But frankly, to answer your question, there's not enough information that we've got at the present time. We really don't have enough science. We don't have enough research. We're just scratching the surface. Frankly, what we have on the internet, we posted, for example, the chakra charts with my interview with Michael Walton. There is a chart there that shows the different colors of the chakra and the different frequencies of the chakra chart. If you understand that the body is a Holy Spirit-filled temple, that essentially what you have going on inside you is all directed energetically. And so the biophysics of that all involve the electrons and the sound and light signaling, the intercellular communications that are ongoing, is all about resonant energy. It's bioenergetics involving biophysics, and that the electromechanics or energetics of it involve electrons and the way they spin. Now, the whole universe spins. Everything in the universe is spinning, and everything in nature in the universe is round. It's not square. The planets are roundish. You know, they're all basically almost round completely. And that you begin to realize that, you know, the cells have this tendency of taking on the sacred geometry of this perfect circle structure. So fundamental to the genetics and the movements and the spiraling of the DNA is the numbers of the frequencies, which I was talking about earlier, in my opinion, based on the evidence that I'm looking at, is the cause for certain anointings and giftings and capacities and even destinies, that we have a calling, that calling from the Creator is associated with a unique frequency. How to use all those numbers right now to optimize everything in life, whether it's architecture, whether it's rebuilding our cities and communities architecturally based on the sacred geometry of these frequencies, or basically rebuilding our own bodies, starting with the root chakra, working on up. Again, you can go and get the solfeggio retuning instructions or solfeggio synthesizer tuning instructions on YouTube right now with my interview with Michael Walton. And even since we posted that, there's a few minor changes that we've got to go back and make the corrections, because we're all engaged in research and development in this most fascinating field that is the future of everything. In medicine, it's hydrosonics. The future of medicine is hydro, that's water, sonics, sound frequency vibrations. And in fact, we've already witnessed a number of wonderful contributions by many people. It was on mainstream media about 6 months ago, I happened to catch one of the segments, whereby a new cancer therapy is being engaged in hospitals now, sound therapy, sonic therapy.
Let's talk about our seminar that we talked, that we were going to bring forward.
Yeah.
The sound through sound.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Oh, that's
voice.
A wonderful thing, yeah. So, go ahead, Sherry.
Well, we came up with this great, great idea for sound healing seminar, teaching people how to use their voice. I'm going through
and hands-on healing at voice at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly,
yeah.
And like getting in touch with those frequencies, because sound healing, I believe, is the best healing you can ever have. I mean, it's better than any other healing, because like you say, with the frequencies, if we can actually teach people how to use their voices vocally and use it with the 528 frequencies, I just believe that, you know, we're going to have a lot of healing around us.
Tremendous amount of healing. I think you'll dispense nearly completely with medicine as we know it today. I think 90% of it will disappear as archaic and barbaric. Because again, think about it. Who are you? You're a physical being second. You're a spiritual being first. And if you're not a chemical being first, you're a spiritual or energetic being, how would you treat that? Effectively, most powerfully, you'd obviously treat it energetically or vibrationally. And so that is sound. And that's why, if you also think about the power of your voice in, again, the lips, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, labiaratum in Latin, or the lips in English, are the most powerful creative instruments that you have. If you put those instruments, those creative instruments together with the right music, such as the 528 frequency, or such like Goldman demonstrated and writes about in his works, this whole concept of there being certain tones that you have the most powerful tool to be able to articulate and sing and vibrate another human being's body with a full, heartfelt, loving intention for a miracle healing to come about. There's nothing more powerful than that. And I tell you that, I'm getting to be an elder here. I'm telling you that as somebody who's researched for many, many years, and I tell you that with a lot of love and a lot of celebration and a lot of joy looking at the future of how we're going to get out of this mess. Right now, the petrochemical industrialists that run medicine are literally not just causing human beings to become diseased and basically hideously, genocidally decimated, but also the entire planet. All of biology runs a risk right now of being driven into extinction. So we've got to do something.
Western medicine is going to be completely obsolete. We are also bringing forward other seminars that are going to actually, Dr. Horwitz is going to show you how alternative medicine works, and he's going to talk about a lot of the products that he endorses, as well as he's going to give seminars on nutrition and basic physiology, different elements of your psyche and how your psychology works with our mental our mental illnesses and our depressions, and how really we don't need any of the Western medicine to overcome any of these things. And so there are going to be amazing seminars, and I encourage you to contact me if you're interested in learning more about them. You can reach me at info@healthyworldorganization.com, and be happy to give you more information on that. They should be starting after the first of the year. We're going to be having a lot of great opportunities with that. And then after you go through our seminars, which there'll be three of them, you can actually be eligible to take a 6-year course to become an energy doctor. So you'll have a doctorate in energy medicine.
Doctorate of energy medicine degree program that we're working on right now too. So the seminars that we're talking about will be available shortly. And Sherry, give that address again. It's Healthy World.
It's info@healthyworldorganization.com, and you can learn all about it. We actually have our websites that are going to be coming up from that, but you can go to healthyworldorganization.com to that website right now, and you can contact me at info@healthyworldorganization.com. And definitely, if you're interested in jumping on board, we also have a partnership program where you can actually work with us as an ambassador. And once you go through our seminars, you'll also be eligible to be a health advisor online, be certified, give people advice on different things that they can do to remedy what they're dealing with as far as illnesses and stuff.
From a whole beautiful, natural, holistic perspective, and dispense with all of the expense and the genocidal poisoning that's taking place today in modern medicine. You know, I was just referring, before with the show, I was referring to that Lancet article that a couple of years ago, the Lancet, which is one of the most esteemed health science journals, came out with a editorial by the editors saying that the whole of medicine is undermined by the special interest groups, and it literally has detracted so much from the field of medicine. Well, there are more recent revelations that Sherry and I have been advancing, really indicted to the max, and you can't stomach it anymore. And you've got to come out of her. It's just like Jesus said, come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. And also her hypocrisy, her lunacy, this whole economic crisis that's been engineered by the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists is sickening. And what we've got to do is to create, focus on a better world, and that's done hydrosonically most powerfully.
Well said, Dr. Horowitz.
So the concept, again, of us dealing with some of the most critical issues on the planet today is, who are we? You know, what is our purpose on being on the planet? You know, if it's not to make things better, you know, if it's not about being part of the solution and avoiding being part of the problem, which deals with hypocrisy.
Right. And we saw a lot of that. We were in Las Vegas and we saw a rally going on, and people were holding up signs and picketing saying, get Obama out of office and impeach Obama, and we don't want health care reform, and I mean, on and on. And then we approached them and we talked to them really right to the heart, and they really didn't have an ear to listen to us. We told them, you know, why would you attack an employee of an organization? Why don't you go after their bosses? Well, their answer was, well, Obama's the president. He must be the boss. Well, guess what? He's not the boss. And neither was Hitler running World War II either. They're the same exact people that were running Hitler or running Obama or
same
running
Michael Moore.
Same families,
yeah.
The same family, the same people, and the same organizations. It's the same big, huge organizations that are running these people. And we see this, and we're trying to tell people, open up your eyes, open up your ears to listen, and you'll hear the truth, because that's what we speak. We tell you the truth, and this is all done with real research. It's not done through just, you know, an idea that we have, a crazy idea that this stuff is really, like, we're not making it up, okay? We're really giving you the straight facts. It's research that we spend hours and hours and on, and people sometimes may attack Dr. Horowitz for, why do you promote your products? Well, guess what? How else are we going to do this? who is going to sponsor us in this research to bring you the truth?
And not only that, I mean, yeah, I get whacked quite a bit on the internet, and I get people who are criticizing me left and right for promoting OxySilver. But the reality is, in this concept that I've been sharing, and where we are emerging in terms of legitimate healthcare, we're emerging into a paradigm that honors how the Creator works so simply through electrons, donated all of them from hydrogen in water. The fundamental creative juice and the universal solvent is water. And what comes off of the hydrogen in water and is carried by the oxygen in water is this electron, which is the energetic molecule, and it's spinning, and it has a frequency resonance. And this whole revolution in monoatomic energetics right now, what's called Ohm's energy, what's called orbitally rearranged monoatomic elements. ORMs, orbitally rearranged monoatomic elements. Getting down to the elemental level, the orbiting of an electron around the atom causes a resonant energy vibration and virtually an electromagnetic field that has an energy signature on it. And that's the future of medicine and healthcare, because that's who we are spiritually, bioenergetically, fundamentally, on the electron and the energy level. If you're tired, if you're depressed, if your organ systems are not working properly, if you've got an energy blockage that's resulting in a cancer, or if it's resulting in an intestinal problem, or if you've been intoxicated with mercury from vaccinations, and suddenly now your systems are dysfunctioning because there's heavy metals that are polluting your system, you deal with it just like God would deal with it. How would God deal with it? Through energy and the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that does all the healing. It is not pills. It is not chemistry. Those things may have effects, but they are not causing the healing. Every single healing and every single physical reaction is caused by electrons. And the fundamentals of how that operates, based on the fundamentals of physics, mathematics, electromechanics, of hydrosonics, water and sound. That is the future. And that is how we're going to be doing all of the healing, miraculously, living in 1,000 years of world peace.
Yep, that's it. That's how we're going to do it. And so, anyway, we are definitely... we're here, and we're here to tell you the truth, like I said, and what we're going to be releasing this week is going to be really, really compelling. Everything that you thought about Hollywood was not completely true. I don't think there is anybody out there we can trust, actually.
No. I mean, you can trust yourself. You can trust your relationship to the Creator. Don't trust me. Don't trust Sherry Kane. Don't trust the Inside Hour information that you're receiving from even our guests. You got to trust yourself. That's the biggest message. Inside of you is the totally universal intelligence. And that's really the message, is to tune in. And how do you tune into something? What is a tune? How do you tune into a frequency? How do you tune into a clear channel broadcast on your radio? You turn to a certain frequency. And that's what we're talking about, is the frequency of love and the frequency of faith and the frequency of this concept of being actually in love with the Creator and having that love flow so that you're absolutely the most passionate about expressing your true giftings and anointings in service to others in a meaningful way. All of the products that we are developing and have developed that are on Healthy World Store right now, they were all developed in the last few years based on this understanding of hydrosonics, of the electron spins, of the need for purifying this Holy Spirit-filled temple to the max so that we can serve optimally in this transition period, sustain ourselves through this horrific reality that many, many people are going to be made sick from and die from, into a greater time, into 1,000 years of world peace, period.
And if you haven't tried Dr. Horowitz's products, I recommend you definitely go to Well, you can try OxySilver. Go to OxySilver.net. That's the world's most powerful silver hydrosol. It'll eliminate all the need for deadly antibiotics and vaccinations. Also, you may want to, if you have been vaccinated, I would definitely go to zeolife.net, try out Zeolife, that's Z-E-O-L-I-F as in Frank, E.net, and try that out. It's definitely the best vaccine cleanse you'll ever get. It's a blood cleanse, and it's amazing, amazing.
Heavy metals, chemicals, right. Getting rid of all the things that are causing people to be sick and children to be autistic. There's a variety of things. Again, if you simply learn about how it is that even OxySilver works. So all you need is water, a little bit of minerals, there's a nanoparticle silver, which is a superconductor of sound energy. Silver is. The electrons flow through copper wires. Likewise, silver and copper are the two most best conductors of electrons of energy. If you couple that knowledge with water science, and this understanding of love in 528 hertz frequency and the power of connecting literally to the Creator's heart, because that's the clear channel broadcast from the Creator's heart to your heart. That's 528. It's like tuning into the clearest signal that you can get on a radio. That's what you get when you have 528 hertz frequency working for you. Sure, you don't need to take OxySilver to get that. You can basically buy a tuning fork and tune to, you know, strike it and sing it and literally resonate it. And that is healing. We've seen that time and time again. The music that's played in these frequencies are extremely powerful and will result in healing. Just like hands-on healing and prayer result in healing. Why? Because there's a heartfelt, loving intention to literally cause a healing in somebody to bless them. And do it out of just love. And that's the gifting that the Creator has blessed us with, that the Creator creates us in, that same energy. So anyway, we've got about 5 minutes, Sherry. I guess if there's no other callers, Seth, I think we'll wind it up here. You want to say anything?
I think you've said it all, Dr. Horowitz. I mean, it's always a pleasure being on your show, and I learn every day. I mean, every day I listen to you, I think you're amazing. You're a wealth of information. And if you want to read more about the stuff that Dr. Horowitz and I are both working on, you can go to fluscam.com. Check out the latest news releases, also the affidavit link, and there's also the H1N1 link that you can download. It basically, we're being stopped because the mainstream media doesn't allow us to get our information out. Obviously, Rupert Murdoch and Mortimer Zuckerman and Thomas Glocer, they're all controlling the mainstream media. So we have to do it at a grassroots level. So if you really want to pass it out to the community, that would definitely help us, help yourself, really spread the information to everyone, save some lives. Okay. That's the best thing. That's the best information we can give you, is how can you help us? Go out and help save lives. Download the H1N1 newsletter and give it to all the people you know, all the people you love, all the people in your community, all the people in your churches and schools, and just let them know that, you know, definitely don't get vaccinated. Open up their eyes to the truth. Plant the seeds, even if they don't believe it right away. You'll be planting the seeds, and that's the most important thing, is that it may happen. You know, God may pull off the veil off of their eyes, and they may open up their eyes, and they know that you planted the seeds with them. So I recommend you do that right away.
Yeah, that's at fluscam.com. There's a PDF file. You can see it on the home page, and it's the H1N1 2009 newsletter that we prepared for you to reprint and distribute. I want to tell you a little bit about what we're preparing to do in the next 24 to 48 hours. If you have not gotten on our mailing list at healthyworldstore.com, please do. Make sure that you get newsletters from us. We're going to be advancing this whole expose on Michael Moore within the next 48 hours. Please expect that and circulate that as widely as possible. And then just to give you a preview of what we expect to be broadcasting on next week, it may be the most politically important program I've ever done in my life. It may be the most powerful program that you've ever heard in your life. It's going to deal with what happens tomorrow in Hawaii. Tomorrow, and we are asking for your prayers tonight for tomorrow. Tomorrow they're going to be finally voting on the resolution to advance a change in the legislation of the state to have implications for every state in the nation concerning the mandatory vaccination threat and the securing of exemptions for not just religious persons, but for people of all races, colors, religions, and philosophies. That they're advancing a resolution that will receive the final vote. It's made it through the initial vote very, very favorably, in fact, 9-0. And once that happens tomorrow, when we get word of that, we're going to be doing a next step that I'm going to leave you in suspense about. I'm going to just tell you that it is the most powerful next step that I've ever taken in my life, and that if we're successful by the grace of the Creator, and I suspect strongly that we will be, again, by your prayers, I believe that the work that we'll do this coming week because of this, that we'll report on next week for sure, will have the most profound impact on the way that we are governed insofar as our rights and freedoms of health care in this nation, and it will have a sustained effect and a global effect worldwide for generations to come.
Well, I want to thank you all for joining us tonight. We're here every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell everybody, let everybody know we're here. We're not really promoting this show. We should be promoting
it. I know. Because we're working so hard on getting all this other stuff accomplished. It's kind of like, you know, you've got so many irons in the fire, you can't do any more. But if you'll help us promote the Inside Hour on BBS Radio, that would be great. Don't forget the archives on BBS are available. I think it's about $2 or $3 a month. It's very inexpensive to have access to all the Inside Hour and all the great hosts. Stay tuned on BBS Radio now. We're coming up at the top of the hour. Dear friend of ours is going to be bringing you the next program, Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints. Very, very exciting program. Always insightful, Don is. And we thank also BBS Radio and Newsome Family for bringing you to us and us to you every week. Again, HealthyWorldStore.com is our major supporter, and sponsor for Healthy World Store is also Tetrahedron.org, the publishing company that produces all of my books, tapes, DVDs, and CDs. There are 6 albums by Scott Huckabee on Healthy